Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. If you just joined us, the TSA's been caught lying. They say they're not groping anybody, even though their own official policy says that they will touch breast and genital areas. Our story is the top story at Drudge Report today, dealing with the TSA's lies. TSA rejects airport molestation complaints. That's prisonplanet.com. Female radio host cuffed to chair, ticketed, ripped up. And I haven't watched the video yet, but I'm told that's one of the co-hosts, fill-in hosts for Free Talk Live, so another Genesis. Genesis has over 500 affiliates now with all the different shows. And there we are, again, having a big effect. Again, great job there. I'm going to try to get her on. Also, opt-out, pilots oppose naked scans, full-body searches. Their unions are going public. Repeated doses of radiation. Screeners touch passengers' breasts and genitals. That's USA Today. So how do you like that, TSA, trying to lie? It's not working for you, is it? And people are coming together. Now, the big news is the economy. What's happening around the world, what's going on with Iran. We've got some more news on that mysterious missile. And it clearly was some type of Polaris-type sea-launch missile. As I've looked at the video of it, and they've had, you know, former Pentagon chiefs and NASA people say, yeah, it looks like a missile trail, not a contrail. A lot of it, and I've got some news here today. First time I heard this was on Mancow's show. He said that's the intel he's getting from military sources. And now it's in the news that it might have been a North Korean or Chinese sub. Basically as a show of force. We know North Korea's launched missiles over Japan to threaten them a bunch of times. And what was it, in 2000? In fact, pull this up. North Korea fired missile at Alaska. I believe it's Associated Press from 2000. You can find it. North Korea fired missile at Alaska. It broke up coming back in out of space because, you know, they fired out of North Korea over the North Pole. And then as it comes back into the atmosphere, it broke up. And it was in the news, but it was like, oh, friendly North Korea, you know, launching missiles at us. So who knows what's really going on? We'll discuss that as well. But right now, let's go ahead and start taking your phone calls. Brenda in Colorado, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have a personal experience with the TSA in Denver. Well, actually, my coworker, she travels about 100 times a year, and she's 62 years old, and she's got a metal hip. And over the last 2 weeks, she's been groped, I like to call it raped, in Denver and in Phoenix.
But the TSA says that's not true. They put out press releases 2 weeks ago saying they were going to touch your breast and genitals, and we have those. But now they say, no, that's not true.
Not only did they rape her, the TSA, and she told her, I feel like you're raping me. The TSA agent told her to shut up. You have nothing to say about this. So I called the TSA and I asked them, do they have the right to do this? And the TSA agent said, yes, they do have the right to do this. They can do it if they need to. So I called my senator, Senator Bennett, and the lady on the phone, she's like, if you have a problem with this, you need to write a letter to the TSA or Homeland Security. So then I called my congressman.
Write a letter to the people doing this, to the people that staged 9/11. A terrorist, you're training me to be a slave and you're groping me. You're radiating me. Will you please stop?
Well, if she refuses to go through the naked body scanners because of the amount of radiation she would get over a year period of time if you're traveling 100 times a year.
And so they punish her and grope her and tell her to shut up.
Yeah, yeah, and she's having to go
to that's what George Washington fought for, Brenda. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I called Congressman Lamborn's office, and I talked to the guy that answered the phone, and he says, well, what do you want Lamborn to do about it? And I says, well, I want him to do something. You know, this is against our constitutional rights. And he goes, no, it has nothing to do with that. And he says, Lamborn can't do anything. He doesn't sit on any committee.
Brenda, this got brought up in India to Obama. Our tourism's down by over a third. People don't want to come here. People don't know that this isn't happening in China and other places. Great points, Brenda. Everybody should make, as I said in the last few days, their own YouTube videos with their experience. And it'll probably get linked up on Drudge. I know we'll put it in InfoWars and Prison Planet. And then send us your YouTube videos of where you describe what happened to you. All of us need to go public. I'll explain why it's so important when we come back.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to Tim, Dan, Scott, Joe, Tom, and others here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Brenda, the caller I just took, talked about how she called senators, House members, and they just said, what do you want us to do about it? Call the TSA. Well, you're our elected representatives. You've got all these Congress people on no-fly list. They say if they put you on this list, then you can't buy a gun. There's no law. They just do it. Now they're trying to codify it as a law. They're taking over the streets of America with the TSA Viper teams. It's total federalization, and it's an internationally standardized program. That's why when Europe 3 weeks ago tried to pull out of the body scanners and the pat-downs because of the tourism just imploding and people being angry, there was some magic cartridge bombs mailed by the CIA's own admitted asset, Alaki, just to teach you that you will submit. This TSA issue, and I'm getting into the economy after more calls, is one of the biggest issues. And it's simple. They don't have mainstream media domination. ABC, CBS, NBC, it's everyone loves being groped. I mean, I've posted the newscast on InfoWars and Prison Planet. They like it. It's for your safety. Let's talk to this flyer. I think it's great to create the illusion that, oh, everybody likes it. You're a kook if you don't like it, and there's no way to stop it, and it's going to get more intense, always worse. Oh, now they want to put bombs in dogs. Now you can't put your dog in the hold of the plane. Oh, now you can't have printer cartridges. Oh, now you can't ship them. Oh, now they want laptop bombs. You can't have laptops. Now they want Meanwhile, the borders are wide open and illegal aliens can strut right in, ABC News out of Boston, and rent planes. TSA says, fine, no problem. So all of this is happening. But if we all start making YouTube videos, I told people to do it. Folks are doing it. They're getting linked on Drudge. Women, children, men, about what's happened to you, you'll reach thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands. If you start writing letters to the editor, if you start calling into talk radio, if you start calling Congress, just getting more and more angry, you'll learn that everybody else around you is angry. And start having discussions about Anwar al-Awlaki being Pentagon-run and engaged in all the last attacks, the last five attacks we've seen. And Homeland Security Director making all the money off of this, Benjamin Chertoff. I mean, we've got them very close to being on the ropes right now, and we've got to continue. This story is big. We've got to continue driving this out there. Because there's been outrage at them beating people and killing people and molesting people and planting drugs on people and robbing people and making old men take their pants down, old ladies raise their dresses, young women raise their dresses. And they've just kind of, it's for your own good, and they've engaged in this obscene, over-the-top, ridiculous tyranny. And if you put up with this, what's next? Blood being taken at checkpoints all over the country under federal grants without warrants? What's next? DNA databases for anybody that gets pulled over? They're now pushing that. Oh, now they admit they took your baby's blood at birth for 39 years in a global program. See, now they admit all their secret biological testing killing people. It's all about seeing what they can get away with and testing their government agents to see what they'll do and then promoting the psychopaths, the control freaks, the social climbers. So get our story. TSA rejects airport molestation complaints and send it out to everybody because it proves what liars they are. In fact, get me Watson on the line after I take some calls. Go ahead and get him on now. I'm just going to talk to him for about 1 minute. I want to give him a directive, and after the show, I've got an even bigger directive for him on the next article to write. But I want another story now about TSA are liars. They lie about saving the naked body scans. They lie about how people are dying in their custody. They lie about radiation dangers. They lie about groping people. They're liars like their father, the devil. All right, I'm going to go to your calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
I'm fired up, man. We're breaking through. We're having victories. We beat the Copenhagen Treaty. We're getting the bisphenol A out of the plastic. We're having victories.
That sounds like a plan, you know, baby steps, you know. Well, I wanted to talk to you about some news that I didn't see that you had posted up on InfoWars. Did you see the thing about the FCC voting on November 30th to control the Internet?
I know for years they've been saying they want to take over the Internet and start restricting speech, and we've had a bunch of the czars, including the FCC diversity czar, say they want Hugo Chavez Venezuelan control and praising Mao Zedong. You can't make that up. It's just too insane. And if you don't believe me, folks, just search czars praise Mao or diversity czar praises Chavez censorship. You'll see the video at FCC panels. But no, I'll search that term, FCC. What's the headline?
It's, I think it said biggovernment.com, and it was November 30th.
Yeah, your phone's really, really kind of watery there, Tim. Okay, so it's just FCC will decide on controlling Internet.
Right, right.
All right, we'll look it up, Tim. I appreciate your call. Great points. Dan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, hey, I'm just calling about the TSA. Thanks for having my call out.
Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Well, I was there, like, I think this was 2 weeks ago, flying out of Fort Lauderdale, going to Boston, and they literally just groped my genitals, right? And then they had me go to the back. And I'm going to the back, and you know, they sometimes do those random searches and stuff. So they do a random search, and they pulled out my rubber giant fist.
A lot of jealous people right now, the effect we're having. So they're really, really, really angry right now. Let's go ahead and talk to a caller who says that he disagrees. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the TSA and my personal experience.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. You say you disagree. Go ahead.
Well, actually, my wife, she had a little run-in with them, and when they searched them, she went in her bag, and they went into her bag.
All right, it's prank calls, and that happens. And again, you've got a lot of government operatives, but also camp followers, because the government created a cult of hating me. It's actually only helped us get the word out, because any attention is good these days. And so they're just very, very upset. In fact, we may have to fire up my phone system, because it's easier to control from here if we have this type of thing going on. And that guy said he disagreed to get on air first so he could then do that to distract you. Because you imagine how upset the system is right now that we're breaking through nationally on so many issues, on the vaccines, on the bisphenol A, on the fluoride, on the carbon taxes, on the greenhouse gas tax hoax of the Copenhagen. They are in trouble. Obama, it's now all over the news that his real name is Barry Sotaro and that he's a Muslim. I mean, it just everything is coming out that they're a pack of liars and people are upset. And I want to thank the people attacking us. You really give me energy. It's one of the few things gets me up in the morning is defending against scum. Let's take another prank caller if they are. Thomas in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. No, I'm not a prank caller, but just thank you for everything you do. I had a couple of things. I just wanted to get out to the Info Warriors, and you've covered it. You even mentioned it today about calling into other talk shows. On Saturdays, I listen to several programs, and I attend a 2,500-plus Baptist church here in Oklahoma, and I can't get anybody to wake up. They're all, you know, Bush bots, I would call them, and they listen to people like Richard Land, Phyllis Schlafly, which they're good people. But they don't address the issues, what's really going on. So I just want to call out to everybody. I've got another point also, but I just want to call out to the Info Warriors to pay attention to these Saturday programs. I think Richard Land's on it. He's got Richard Land Live, and Phyllis Schlafly's got a program. But you can look it up when they're on. But call into these people and be polite and educated. And that they have guests on all the time that talk about the issues that you talk about, but they talk about them from a neocon point of view, and you know Jesus is coming soon, so don't pay attention anyway. But just call in intelligently. I was able to get in one time, and if you just you know are polite and kind, they'll let you on.
Absolutely, and then we force them to cover real issues. But I would go after the really big shows, but I wouldn't stop there. Start uploading YouTube videos of yourself talking about issues. Everybody needs to get involved in every social media format there is where you can reach a lot of people and start talking about these issues. Don't just send me emails and say, Alex, we're so glad you're there. We're glad somebody's doing this. No, this is all of us together saying collectively no to tyranny. Good points there, Thomas. Ben in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I had some thoughts on the naked body scanners. I was actually kind of, I don't travel a whole lot, but I was kind of worried about if I were to travel or if my wife were to travel, the effects that they would have on my family.
Well, I mean, don't believe me. Just type in naked body scanners or body imagers, airport scanners, cancer, and you'll get L.A. Times, New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, The Daily Mail, with top scientists all saying it's deadly.
Right, and I think I guess what they're doing instead of those and groping and thing is also supposed to scare us away from flying. And since I don't travel much, I can't really do much about it.
But well, there is something to the feds wanting to bankrupt transportation and then reorganize it and take control of it. And that's also what's going on here.
Yeah.
I mean, this country is going into a depression. And in the last 5 years, you can pull up the numbers, tourism is down over a third. And people cite that this country is a police state. It has nothing to do with fighting terror.
Yeah. Well, I think what we should do, if people who fly normally, I think we do have to stand up. I heard a lot of interesting calls on Monday, and a couple said, they just said, you will not touch me, I was molested or whatever. I don't even think we have to do that. If we just stand up and say, no, you have no right to even touch my body, and you have no right to force me to go through this.
That's right. And if they yell at you, you say, you don't talk to me like that. Don't get angry. Say, you don't talk to me like I'm a slave. Good points. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with Fred, Dan, Tom, Nick, and others. I got a bunch of financial news coming up that is so important. World news. I'm going to get into this missile trail, what went on with that. We'll cover it all this hour, continuing with calls into the next hour. We'll look at torture, and what the CIA is going doing with that.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
We are in the process of being re-educated to live in a police state the likes of which the world has never seen. The globalists just do unbelievably brazen things out in the open. Like 5 years ago, Google announcing they're using cameras and microphones in your computer to watch and listen to you. Or in multiple states, public schools admit they watch the children at home over their computers, undressing and dressing, and say it's for their own good. Because if they can do outrageous things and get away with it, they can get away with even more. This is a process of breaking our will. The economy's coming up, but I want to continue with your phone calls on issues across the board. Fred in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. And I want to say that to all your listeners, to start calling the new congressmen and calling for the impeachment of Obama Satoru, both on his death certificate and on the fact that he holds two jobs, the head of the U.N. Security Council. And then go after Biden and the U.S. Supreme Court justice for aiding and abetting. And I have already started calling my new congressman.
And look, you know, this movement is gaining steam. They're already talking about congressional investigations of Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And if we don't stand, see, they're afraid of us standing up and then having victories, because then we learn how much power we have, and then we start standing up and taking action on every front. They want us to feel desperate and weak, but we're not desperate and weak. Okay, we are getting into a desperate situation. That's why folks are finally starting to fight back, and they're finding out they have power. You notice the TSA doesn't come out and defend the naked body scanners or defend the groping. They say, oh, we're not recording your body. Oh, we're not groping. Then they're caught in a lie. Then they lose any moral high ground they had. I mean, we are just hurting the globalists bad. And I just want to say, folks, think of the risk I'm taking. I fly. These people kill folks sometimes. They could take me behind closed doors and murder me. If they murder me, I'm not going to resist them. If I fly and TSA or cops on their payroll ever kill me behind closed doors, as they do a lot of people, I did not fight back. They murdered me. But again, we cannot be afraid of these people. I'm out here openly taking on Homeland Security's key program of domestication of the American people, teaching us that we are the terrorist. They are taking the internalization that we're terrorists, that they're training the police and feds with the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, and they're now externalizing it and teaching us that we're the terrorist. And we are here at the tip of the spear, blasting through their lies, and if they strike me down, it will only make the message that much more powerful. Anything else, Fred?
Yes, and on this, all these congressmen that voted for H.R. 3534 to give away all of our water to the U.N., they should be impeached, along with H.R. 1433, which is another land grab that takes land from Niagara Falls, West Virginia, to Virginia, Illinois, and Alabama. We've got to stop it all.
And they're trying to hand over all the navigable waterways. That's even little streams to the U.N. right now. That bill's very close to passing. Literally, large sectors of our infrastructure is being handed over to foreigners everywhere. The globalists, again, they say it's America against China. No, it's not. The banks moved to China. They set China up. Now the world is blaming the United States for the financial collapse, but we were just one base of operation. The whole world is now preparing, as I said they would many years ago, to scapegoat us for the world depression, and now it's happening, which means we're getting very close to it right now, Fred.
Yes, and one more thing, real fast. In World War II, we built up like it was overnight. And we could actually do the same thing again with an American president.
Absolutely. If we didn't have foreign private banks that want to destroy the economy so they can buy it all up for pennies on the dollar, they want to put us into repossession. We are into repossession right now. They are now, it's the number one news story all over talk radio, print, and television, that it's America's fault. And the Chinese ministers, the German ministers, the French ministers, the Brazilian ministers, all of them are blaming us for the global derivatives crisis. They're blaming the people for everything that's happened. When the globalists set this thing up worldwide, moved everything to China, gave them the Panama Canal, gave them Long Beach. I mean, this has been a strategic plan. And how many years have I said, listeners, that when they get ready for the full collapse, they're going to blame the United States for it? What are you now seeing? I mean, this is a, and they're openly saying the UN wants to tax the U.S. and, quote, control our Federal Reserve. It's not our Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve's already setting up the world government. Now they act like they're getting in trouble, and, oh, the IMF, World Bank, UN's going to take us over, as if they're the solution to our bad behavior, when the Federal Reserve is the foreign takeover of our country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, how to argue with a liberal about constitutional issues and win every time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes six CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it's been months since I really broke down how this financial master plan takeover is going to take place. I want to briefly encapsulate it when we start the third hour coming up here in about 30 minutes. I'm going to continue with your phone calls, start getting into the financial news here in about 15 minutes. Into the third hour today, but we are at the critical juncture. I cannot stress to you, and obviously you already can see this, how important this information is, all of it. I mean, I'm not risking my life for nothing. If I didn't know that we could beat the globalist or at least stall their program and buy time, I wouldn't be here. Okay? I mean, I'd be, working on a farm or a ranch or oil painting or something. That's what I really like to do. This is stressful. It's hard. Every day I come in here and it's just sickening to have to go over the news, but it's like lancing a boil or setting a broken leg. It's painful, but it's got to be done. And it's also exhilarating to see the success we're having together. I want to briefly bring up Paul Watson. Watson, you're doing an exemplary job. So is Kurt Nimmo and Steve Watson and Aaron Dykes. We are now 6 days into Drudge, every day top-linking our stories. We have to salute Drudge because you don't see any other big national media figure leading the charge with our hardcore info. I mean, he's kind of like the big howitzer cannon, and we're the sabot round you know, that they're cramming into the breach there. And to have Drudge firing Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com weapons at the New World Order is a big deal. And we know why. Drudge hates being searched at the airport. Who doesn't? We're all in this together. The New World Order is going to hurt all of us. And it's going to hurt us with dollar devaluation. It's going to hurt us with vaccines. It's going to hurt us with GMO crops. It's going to hurt us with these wars bankrupting us. It's wrong. And we're all in this together. Who did Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, in the Washington Post say runs the world? 6,000 people or less. And most of them are compartmentalized. This system isn't good for anybody, even the globalists. But they're so megalomaniacal. They're on such power trips, they can't help their wicked nature. Now, Watson, I think we need a story, whether it's Steve or you or whoever wants to do it. We need a story, the lies of the TSA. You know, the lies and abuse of the TSA, and point out that they've lied. I mean, you can think of a bunch of lies I won't even think of because there's so many. They lie about people dying in their custody and other similar TSA systems in Canada and England. They lie about the radiation danger. They lie about saving the images. They lie about the groping. They lie about the fact, and I even have CBS News admitting that they've never stopped one terrorist. And then tie into that the illegal, say, TSA-approved flight training and how our borders are wide open and how none of this has to do with security. I think a headline, I don't know, what's your idea, Watson? This is what we do in the morning every day anyway. I like to do it on air sometimes, total transparency here in the transmission. What's a good headline to really crystallize and boil down? You know, TSA's culture of lies exposed. Or why it's important that the TSA are liars and don't protect you. Watson, what do you think that headline should be?
I normally write the article first and then create the headline. But TSA's culture of lying, yeah, something like that.
And then you know the other secret article I want you to write in the morning about TSA. And I'll have to meet with you later on the phone to go over that. But just briefly before I go back to calls, I mean, I'm sure you're listening to the show today. Do you agree with me that this is a major breakthrough and it shows the underlying rage and anger at the hands of these federal abusers that are literally taking over our society as a beachhead of federal tyranny? I mean, you don't even want to come to the U.S. now because of what you go through. The same thing's going in England. Break it down, Watson. What's your view on how important this breakout of information is?
Well, it's like the canary in the coal mine, because as soon as we started focusing on this intensively and then Drudge picked it up and ran with it, literally every day there are new cases of TSA abuse pouring forth. And in fact, just in the last half an hour or so, Drudge is linked to another one involving, again, an attractive young woman who was who opted out of the naked body scanner on the grounds that it increases your risk of getting cancer, as the University of Columbia and the chief radiation, global radiation body have now said. And she merely asked the TSA agents what they were going to do with her. And their response was to completely flip out, handcuff her to a chair, rip up her flight ticket, and call in 12 Miami cops, who then escorted her out of the airport. And this is a story that's gone up on YouTube just today, which Drudge is linked to. So it's caused this wave of new examples of TSA abuse, people more confident to speak out.
And again, she's a Genesis. Again, she's a Genesis talk show host on Free Talk Live. Where is the resistance? It's coming from this radio network. Now, with all the shows combined, over 500, I think Ted told me last night, 506 affiliates. I mean, and the bigger issue here is that's why they want to start censoring the internet and talk radio and alternative news, because we're giving a voice to the people and showing that almost no one is buying into this, and it's creating a huge political movement against this that is the centerpiece of the globalist takeover.
And now four of the most prominent travel and pilots associations in the world are coming out and saying the same thing. You had the ExpressJet Airlines pilot Michael Roberts, who refused to be groped. He was threatened that he'd be fired from his job. And so you've got extremely prominent people now coming out as part of this backlash.
But what are they going to do when more of the pilots say no, and the stewardess, a flight attendant union going public, and the head of British Airways? Are the globalists going to mail a few more Anwar al-Awlaki CIA lackey cartridges? That ain't going to get it done, Paul.
Some people have speculated that this mysterious missile was about bringing down an airliner. So don't be fooled into thinking they won't try anything like that, because they've done it on repeated occasions in the past.
Because if they win at the airports, they can do this everywhere, and they've announced they are. This is the key parapet in the fight for the Republic. They are coming up over the parapet. People have finally learned to start fighting back. And guess what? We're starting to have victory.
Well, that's right. And I mean, as you said before, the U.S. has lost about a third of its income in tourism since 9/11. There was a major study in 2006 because people are just refusing to go there. It's not only the TSA officials. Even if you get past them, you know, unscathed, then you're faced with Homeland Security. Last time we went to Austin, there was this Mexican, you know, Spanish-American Homeland Security guy who we could barely understand, just barking orders at us and interrogating us. And if you don't know the phone, the exact phone number, the exact address of your hotel, all this information, they just turn you away. So it's several layers of this tyranny. Meanwhile, as you said, they're just like illegals. The TSA just clears them to higher airlines.
That guy was probably an illegal. The illegals build the border fence.
Exactly.
In fact, that's actually, oh, that's another point I forgot. There have been a bunch of cases going back 9 years of TSA being illegals. Ooh, that's a key report. Illegal aliens search Americans. Oh, that's an even better one, Watson. That'll really illustrate all this.
There was a big scandal in the UK a couple of years ago about how the fact that the people who handle all the cargo security at UK airports are all illegal aliens. And they're talking about, you know, the recent example with the planes in, you know, East Midlands Airport, this supposed ink toner package, and all the people handling all that security are illegal aliens. So, you know, up is down, black is white.
Well, that's because there's a lot of animosity in Europe and the U.S. against illegal aliens, because they get special treatment, more welfare. They keep their own culture. The government loves that. I've had members of parliament on admitting that over half of the CPS people are foreigners, because they'll steal, and they hate Brits, and they love taking kids. I mean, they bring in foreigners to rule us, Paul.
Well, I mean, you go down to St. Pancras International, or basically any of the London airports, and it's all foreigners running all the security. I mean, it seems to be a case of discrimination, because, you know, most of them are foreigners. I don't know if they're illegals or not, but it seems to attract that kind of person. And then you've got these TSA agents who are just, you know, the worst kind of human scum you can imagine that they get to run this system, which makes complete sense when you know what it's all geared towards, which is complete degradation and humiliation of the weakest people in the human race, you know, the elderly, disabled people, women and children. That's who they target most.
And, Paul, it's key in their propaganda that we call them officials, authorities, that we worship them, that we appreciate them. And thank you for naked body scanning me with radiation. Thank you for fondling my two-year-old. That's what they need. But now, as everybody just says, you know what? We see through your fake terror. What you're doing is wrong. The borders are wide open. You're a bunch of scum. It's going to make their system fall apart. And no amount of globalists putting ink toner bombs on planes is going to let little Chertoff, the devil, that's what it means in Russia, get what he wants.
Well, that's right. I mean, people need to file lawsuits. We've already got the Electronic Privacy Information Center taking them on with the body scanner issue. So, you know, if you do get abused, you just need to find out these people's names and sue them, because that's the only thing that's going to really turn it around and get this abuse.
Yeah, and they claim immunity. They don't really have immunity, but they're still going to have to respond to the lawsuit.
Well, exactly. And I mean, it's not as if this is a new phenomenon. 2002, there was a case with a LouRockwell.com journalist called Nicholas Monaghan, and his pregnant wife, heavily pregnant, had a breast fondled in front of hundreds of other passengers, had her genitals squeezed, and she feared losing her baby at the time because of the trauma. And then her husband, who wrote the article, complained about it, and they just threw him in the airport jail. So it's been going on for...
Oh, let's expand. Let's get your brother or Kurt to write, you know, chronicles of TSA abuse or TSA hell. Because remember the Ron Paul, official guy? He had a few thousand cash on him because he was going into, what was it, Kansas City for a Campaign for Liberty event. He recorded them. And they said, why do you have $3,000 or whatever it was? And he said, look, it's none of your business, man. I'm a citizen. You've already fondled me. And they start screaming at him and threatening him. I mean, they're a bunch of lunatics. They know full well you're not terrorists. They're a bunch of power-tripping scum who couldn't get a job cleaning toilets. But they can sure squeeze your wife while the borders are wide open, Watson.
That's another thing. Now they've got cash-sniffing dogs roaming around. So if you've got, you know, I mean, when I go on holiday, if I'm paying for everything, I need a couple of thousand euros if I'm going for 2 weeks. But they don't allow you to take, I think it's over 1,000 euros. So if you've got over that on your person, then you're done with. They're treating cash like it's dirty, like drugs now in the airport.
And then meanwhile, for all you guys, well, that's right, drugs. Yeah, the government grows the drugs, ships them in. They even admit it. It's all hidden in plain view. It's just total criminal scum. Watson, well done. We need somebody to do a chronicle of their crimes. The deaths. We forget about all the people they've killed. Oh, they say he fell and hit his head, or she choked herself with the handcuffs behind her back. We need to really show people who this scum, you know, is. Watson, good job.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. Tom in California, then Dan, Nick, Walt, and others, and I'm getting into the economy, and then more calls. Tom in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
And I'm wound up.
Hey, I hear you. I'm out here in L.A. I'm kind of at the base of the Sangerville Mountains, so I see missile trails all the time coming from Vandenberg. And so I'm watching the film on your site yesterday, and, you know, I know what I saw. You know what you saw. So on the news out here last night at 11 o'clock CBS, they say that what you saw was a contrail. It was actually a plane coming towards you.
Yeah, no, I've got the reports. Meanwhile, they've interviewed NASA people. They've interviewed, we've got it posted, one of the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they're saying that is a missile trail.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course. But they're trying to actually, I couldn't believe it, that what I was hearing last night was that they're trying to tell me that, well, what you saw, and it just reiterated what you've always been saying about how stupid the government thinks we are. And it was just like, I could not believe that this guy was reporting this. And then when they went back, you could tell by the look on his face that I can't believe they made me say that. You know, and I thought, wow, I'm going to have to try to get on your show today to get that point across, because, you know, I mean, it's obvious what it was.
Well, there's more than that. They don't just lie to train us to accept it. They do it so that the debate is about, is it true or isn't it, so that you never have a debate about who shot the missile. Now it's about, was it a missile or not a missile? It's all military tactics. When they're rolling in World War I over trenches with tanks on both sides, they had electronic, you know, big bullhorns saying, you're not being attacked, you're not being attacked, lay your guns down. And when you laid your guns down, they came over and, you know, machine gunned you and bayoneted you. I'm not attacking. You know, a great analogy of that is in Saving Private Ryan, where they're having a knife fight in one of the, you know, shot out, bombed out houses, and the American's about to win and be able to stab the German, and the German says, I'm your friend, and the guy kind of gives up, and then he goes, yeah, and it's like, just like Waco, we're not assaulting, as they're just machine gunning the families, Delta forces, and they're just on video flare, just murdering everybody, and it's like, this is not an assault. It's the same thing. DU's not bad for you. Mercury's not bad for you. Mercury's good for you. You're like, well, mercury's deadly. And they're just, by then it's too late. So, again, it's all a military tactic, Tom.
Yeah, just unbelievable. I couldn't believe they're trying to actually play that off. And real quick.
But you notice in Save It, Private Ryan, and then I'll have you make your point, because it's so accurate, even though it's fiction, many things like that happen in war. I've read the accounts. The guy figured out the German was lying in a few seconds, but it was that hesitation. It was that hesitation. See, when the military is about to come in and kill you, and they're telling you, lay your guns down, we're not going to kill you, Cowards want to believe that, oh, I can get out of this. So you lower your gun, now they win. Just like you stop speaking out because you feel like you're alone, they win. It's all globalist propaganda. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just had one final thing with the TSA thing. Most of these guys are like boobs that couldn't get a job working at, you know, for a security guard, probably couldn't get a job taking tickets at a matinee. But I did have an idea for your, you wanted an article capture for your TSA. I came up with TSA Scum of Lies Rises to the Surface.
CIA's History of Lying Rises to the Surface. Good headline. Good points. Appreciate that call, Tom. We're going to come back, jam in Dan, Nick, Walt, and others. Very, very exciting what's happening, though. But again, what do you expect to happen? As the whole world government's announced, as the dollar is imploded, as the world blames the United States, and sure, the American people deserve some blame. Our politicians deserve a lot of it. They've been bought out by these people. We've been the engine of world government. But these banks are offshore. You notice Halliburton, DynCorp, all of them have moved overseas. Blackwater, ExxonMobil, I mean, just almost every, they've all left because it's been decided, as I was told by a billionaire 3 years ago, the United States will not exist. I go, what does that mean? Total collapse, that's all I'm going to say. They're all leaving. They've already evacuated. Okay? It's all a plan. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm ready.
I'm going to Dan, Nick, Walt, Richard, Mike, then I'm getting into the economy. I promise I'm going to break it down and the trap that's been set for the United States and the rest of the free world that's rapidly circling the toilet bowl. Continuing here, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the super high quality, all made in America, fresh, super low price food. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Firearms, food, water, gold, silver, liberty beating in your breast. Those are the key things you need. Hitting your knees every night, asking God for guidance. You need to get high-quality, storable food. This stuff can last more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control like my garage. It's insurance you can eat, a whole bunch of different special meals, special diets. They've got it all. Check them out. The letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with the whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All the filters are made in the USA. Made in the USA. Did you hear that? Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Dan in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Been listening about 2 years. My first time to call.
Welcome.
Here in Vail, Colorado. This morning on my iPhone, I had a message. And the message said, alert, missile launch, unknown missile launch over off coast of California. I want to hear if you've heard about that.
Sure. Who was the alert from?
It was right under the time on my iPhone.
Yeah, well, Homeland Security announced 2 years ago they want all smartphones, all radios with chips in them. The phones already have it, where they can turn your radio or TV on and give you brainwashing messages. You know, we're Big Brother's just everywhere. California wants their license plates to be digital and give you government messages of who they're looking for or whatever. But I've been talking about the missile. They've interviewed former top experts in the Pentagon, generals, NASA people. We've got the newscast linked up at InfoWars.com and Prison Planet. And they say it looks like a Polaris-type submarine or ship-launched missile. But the media... I mean, I've got mainstream news articles in 2000 where North Korea launched a test missile. It didn't have a warhead, and it broke up coming back into the atmosphere over Alaska. But this wasn't launched from another continent or over the North Pole. This was clearly launched off the coast. And we were just talking about that. We were just talking with a caller about the lies. You know, they're now saying it must have just been a chemtrail, a contrail.
Sure, I'm aware of the report and the saw the video from the news, but I just want to put that out there about the iPhone alert and the Big Brother trying to scare people.
Absolutely, Dan. Good point. Glad you raised it. Nick and Mash, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey.
Hello. Yep. Yeah, I just want to say keep up the good work. You're doing a lot, and everyone knows it, and keep fighting, brother.
Thank you.
This is Nick from lookupandwakeup.org, and I just want to tell you a little story about. It was late August. I flew back into the country, into Fort Lauderdale, and after customs, they made me go through the security checkpoint.
You flew back into the homeland.
Yeah, I know. What a bad decision that was. So I came back in, and after I put all my stuff through, and then I went to the security metal detector. Nothing went off, but then he wanted to pat me down. So then he goes to pat me down, and he's like, "What's this?" And I'm like, "So I pull out a small little bag of pretzels from the airplane." He's like, "Oh, you got to run that through." I'm like, "Do you want me to run a bag of pretzels through the airplane, through the x-ray?" So now I kind of started making a scene, going like, "All right, everyone, I got pretzels here. I got pretzels. Well, this is dangerous. Let's run this through."
You had Al-Qaeda weapons. Stay there. I want you to finish. This is so frightening, ladies and gentlemen. Pretzel weapons. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open, training us that everything we have is bad. Oh, look, more than 3 ounces of toothpaste. It's all about psychologically training a bunch of goons that citizens are scum.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.